At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host, I'm Jen Coffendaffer. We are in quite the different setup. Everything that could go wrong yesterday went wrong. I'll just let you know really quickly before we get into what I think is going to be a very informative live. I am worried about connection. I'm doing this from my phone, obviously. I threw a hotspot and did everything, and then it kept crashing. So I thought, well, this is more reliable than throwing a hotspot and having it crash, definitely. So anyway, traveling again. For those of you who have juniors that are rising to seniors, this is the time of year, as you may know, that you're doing college visits, especially if they play sports. I have a kid that's just, God has gifted him with some real talent. So we're traveling at various schools throughout the Northeast, and our plane landed yesterday on time. Everything was fine. And they could not get the jet bridge to come out. It was literally like Sheriff Nanos was in charge of the jet bridge project. They had four guys out there. They're trying to get the jet bridge to go. They can't do it. So we sat there for an hour and 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. We landed 9:07 and at 10:17-ish, we finally deplaned. Essentially what happened was they finally moved us to another gate, which I kept saying, why aren't we just going to another gate? Anyway, I don't want to spend too long on that. I just want to let you know why I'm not where I'm supposed to be. So now, instead of flying to where we were supposed to go, we rented a car and we are making a 5 mile hike to where we are supposed to be, or 5 hour hike. So anyway, that's the story. I want to get into all the news, and I want to let you know I'm so sorry I have all these pictures and things to talk about, but I can't put anything up in this mode. And anyway, I think it would just cause everything to crash even quicker. So let's talk about the breaking news first before we get into Nancy, which is also breaking news. But the breaking news on Celeste Rivas and the David Burke D4VD case. Look, we've followed that from the very beginning. Remember, Celeste Rivas, when she was only about 11 or 12 years old, was actually being groomed, from what we can tell from the information we know, on the internet via gaming. By David Burke, who's known as D4VD. He's a singer. He actually does amazingly well. I mean, made millions of dollars in terms of social media type streaming of his music. So he was also on tour in Europe. He was on tour here. So this isn't just some plunker. This is a guy who definitely had a huge audience and a huge draw. And actually, I, because of this case, I listened to one of his pieces of music, the one that he wrote for Celeste. It's called Celeste. I've posted it on my Twitter. And again, at the beginning of this case to up until now, we have posted extensively on this case. And it's just a horrible case where she was a runaway, had ran away from home multiple times, then gone back and kind of back and forth. Even when she was reported missing to the authorities, she was actually at home during part of that quote unquote missing era. So it seemed like even though her family reported her missing, they didn't tell the police when she would come back home. nevertheless, she was basically had taken up with David. There's multiple, I've posted them, many have posted them, lives with those two together, different video with those two together. They have matching tattoos. They also, he did the Celeste video. He also did another video. It's on Romantic Homicide was the name of this video. And it's really sick. I mean, it shows him all bloodied up. I have all these pictures, but again, I can't bring them up. So my apologies there. And anyway, on it literally almost discusses the crime, not verbatim, but it discusses the crime. How Celeste was found, and this is so sad, she was found in the front trunk of David's Tesla, D4VD's Tesla. I have this great video if anybody wants to find it. It's kind of fun. I was trying to show a lot of people online were doubting the fact that she was dismembered, even though KTLA very early on at the very beginning, and I'll tell you what, if you want to find good media outlet coverage, I always strongly recommend the local station that's on it at the very beginning. Local stations have a lot of the best sources for reasons you can imagine, right? They're in that area. They've been in that area forever. And so they have amazing sources with the police department and other outlets that help them decipher what's happening in cases. They also had aerial coverage. They had the best coverage of her being removed. Anyway, they very early on pointed out she was dismembered. That was the exact verbiage. And then it kind of sailed around social media. No, she wasn't dismembered, and mainstream media was confusing. And I always said she was absolutely dismembered. She is almost exactly my size, height and weight. And we did a demonstration, actually my husband and I have my son videotape it, to show that if you take a body, and remember my body had no rigor, it wasn't stiffened up like a block, and try to stuff them in a trash bag, it's really impossible. And then to stuff them in the front trunk of a Tesla is impossible. It will not work. And so we did that demonstration to show it. Sure enough, it later came out with the autopsy that she was dismembered by her torso and head were in one bag, and her legs and arms were in another bag, and she was stuffed in the front trunk. So this was a very vicious crime. I'm still waiting on so many other details. This case has been going on for months, 7 months, I believe. And when you look at it, they had convened a grand jury to look at this case. A lot of people were very upset. Why is this taking so long? But it was a difficult case. She was extremely decomposed, as you can imagine, being in the hot trunk in LA for such an extended amount of time. It's believed, so David got a new vehicle in February. A new red Tesla to replace his old Tesla where she was found. And so I would believe that that was when she had already been likely murdered. So anyway, that's kind of the time frame we're working with, you know, February, March. And then she was found at the in September, I believe, as I recall. And she, again, the car was parked only about a block from the mansion that he rented. And from there, it was towed because neighbors were complaining that this vehicle was there. So it gets towed and goes to a tow lot. And it was only after a horrible stench started to be smelled from the Tesla that the LAPD was called. And that's interesting. I had no idea that somebody famous at all. I was just, as you know, we here on this channel and in Twitter X, we follow missing people. And that's really the main things, that domestic violence advocacy for these cases. That's what we do. And so I was just following that case as another case. I think what I wrote was, you know, it doesn't matter who this is, she needs to be identified, and just the gruesomeness of the case. And then, of course, as it developed, found out it's David's car. And then that added sort of the celebrity component in it, and I suppose why everybody became more involved in it. But honestly, to me, we should all be involved with anybody, woman who is dismembered and found in a trunk, clearly months after the crime was committed, because the decomposition involved. Nevertheless, that causes a lot of issues for putting the crime together. David was actually named pretty early on, I would say midway through the case, as a suspect as soon as her body was found. So first of all, as soon as the car was parked with her body in it, and there's video footage of that, of somebody in their dress, it's very clearly who it is. They put her in the car, they parked the car, and then immediately after, David, his entourage, they all head out on tour. And there's so many videos of them posting and having a good time, and it's really eerie to watch what we call the post-event behavior. Because if you look at it, it's as almost as if nothing has happened. And that's really gloomy now that, of course, when he was named a suspect. But as soon as the body was found, then everything changed. He pulled off of all of his tour dates in Europe, pulled off of obviously all his tour dates here, and he went into hiding. He also transferred his property in Texas onto his mom, also very telling. Literally just kind of disappeared. He left his rental property, left his life in LA, and went to Texas to be with his mom. Actually had some pretty interesting video footage of the mom too. But nevertheless, he goes into hiding. His lawyers were saying he's cooperating fully, only that didn't match up with what law enforcement was saying. So nevertheless, the process has taken a very long time. They convened this grand jury to basically be the finders of fact. And they had people come in, witnesses. What I thought was interesting was his manager was on the stand, I believe, for days. And that never made any sense to me, because typically, having testified multiple times before a grand jury, even when you have a case that's extremely involved, it really doesn't last days. So that told me that manager had a lot to say, or very little to say initially, and they just kept calling him back and asking him questions based on his other answers. In addition, they called in his buddy to testify. He goes on the lam and leaves. He's seen in a lot of the videos afterwards. They're laying together. They clearly have a very involved relationship from what we can tell. And so nevertheless, he goes on the lam. He's brought back to testify, and that testimony is very, very short. So I believe during that testimony he gave the fifth. But then afterwards, there seemed to be a rift between David and this individual, and that's when really I think probably that individual came forward and provided information. That's what I believe anyway. There's going to be a lot more on this. There's a complaint, which I thought was interesting, purportedly. I have not read that. I need to look into that. But I just wanted to come forward with really the breaking news that David has been arrested. He's been arrested, so he has been charged. He's going to have to answer for the murder of Celeste Rivas. It's believed it was done in California in a remote area. There was a time that he kind of went off the grid in this area in San Bernardino. And that's where at least it's believed, I think, that he possibly did this crime. Many have asked, was anybody else involved? I 100%, there are multiple people involved. you don't commit a crime like this under these circumstances and dismember somebody without other people being involved. I've showed how that his size, he's about 5'2" probably. He's a little bitty guy. And just the amount of force to be able to carry around Celeste, even though she was only about 5'1", maybe an inch short, it would be so exceedingly difficult for the physicality of all this. Plus to get a chainsaw or a hacksaw, everything involved with the dismemberment, I believe multiple people are going to be involved in this, at least one other person. We're going to be monitoring it, but I just wanted to come forward with that information. I know everybody's been following it so closely, and you know, when is this going to break? When is it going to break? Well, it finally broke yesterday. I want to talk about Nancy Guthrie. Big news yesterday, and ABC News broke the story. I have to give them a lot of credit for this. First of all, we've always been asking, what is the DNA they're looking at? Is it blood, saliva, touch? No one knew. Well, in the article by ABC and per their information, it is a hair. Now, that is interesting to me because they have talked about, in fact, Sheriff Nano specifically said the DNA that they are looking at from the house has more than two profiles. That is that's what he said, more than two profiles. So that gives me pause as to whether the hair everybody is mentioning is the hair actually the other DNA. How many DNA samples do they have? This makes me think they have more than one, everyone, which makes a lot of sense that there could possibly be more than one. I also want to caution everybody that even though they have this hair that they can't seem to, for sure we know a hair now, that they can't seem to attribute to anybody that would have normally been in there, which I would believe they ruled out family members, they ruled Nancy out, they ruled out the housekeeper, people that would have been in that house. I caution everybody because it's good news, but I'm sort of optimistically very cautious because just think in 50 years that she's lived there, all the people that could have been in that house, that a hair could have fallen. And particularly, we know this wouldn't have been a hair that was with the root, because if it was with the root, they would have had this hair attributed to somebody very long ago. It's going to be a hair without the root, but that doesn't mean that that part cannot be used to make a DNA profile. Both CeCe Moore and Dr. Fitzpatrick have talked about this, and there's no doubt that they can make a comparison. It's going to take a lot of time. Sheriff Nanos, I know nobody wants to hear what Sheriff Nanos has to say, but that is our conduit to what law enforcement has. At least we know that he's with the sheriff's department and has the knowledge. So I'll caveat it with that. You can take it or leave it, but he says it will take around 6 months. That was, I guess, his best guess for how long this would take for the lab to do their work. But really one of the biggest pieces that everybody is talking about is, remember, this hair was found in February. The DNA was found in February. And again, I'm not convinced there's not more than one piece of DNA here. You know, we're talking about a hair now, but with that whole mixed profile, that makes it seem like it would be blood or touch, something along that line. So I'm having trouble making sense of this new fact of it being hair. And also the fact that according to ABC, there's five different labs that are involved in this case now that are looking at the DNA. I mean, this is good news. It's kind of what we've said from the beginning is there more DNA? Just because they're letting us know, Sheriff Nanos, you know, is concentrating in on this one piece of DNA, was there more? We know the FBI went back and did another search after Pima County finished. So I'm just optimistic that there's multiple pieces of DNA, particularly since we have five labs involved, and now this hair apparently, and maybe other DNA that hasn't been specified, is going to the FBI's lab. And this is the purported reason why. And believe me, this is what's critical here to understand, is it's not that it's new DNA. It's DNA that they had in February. That was pointed out and made very clearly. And in fact, ABC quoted somebody from the FBI saying, this is not new DNA. This was DNA that was at the Florida lab that Pimos, or that the Pima County, I just put Pimos with, combined with Nanos, that Sheriff Nanos had sent to the Florida lab. This is what gets me. I totally understood if they wanted to keep it down there because they didn't want to start all over with re-identifying all of the profiles that they had, the amount of time that would take to go through all, because you have to start all over. You can't use what another lab found. They would do, the FBI would do their own determinations and their own evaluations. But this is the thing. They said it's old DNA found in February, and they said that the FBI has specialized technology that the other Florida lab didn't have. This is, I think, what has infuriated so many, is why in the world would you not go to the FBI from the beginning if they have the specialized information, if they have the specialized processes and equipment and expertise of their lab technicians? Why didn't it go there from the beginning? Again, Sheriff Nanos never said that. It's never been pointed out until now that the FBI has specialized equipment and expertise that they think might be able to break the code in this DNA. Now more than ever, like I said, I've given a lot of deference to the fact that, hey, listen, when it comes to this, I totally get it, because it takes so much time just to go through, as an example, all of the DNA, and you have to identify it, classify it, and make it comparable. You got to start all over. So I understood, because at that time they were, you know, wanting to find Nancy right away. You've got a killer that's out on the street, which they still have that reason for everything to be accelerated and for this to be an important case. Can you imagine in the Brian Koberger case, with a person that was capable of a quadruple homicide that would be out there, the danger to the community that existed in that case, if we had been lapsing at a date, this is day 76 for this case, if it had gone that long in the Brian Koberger case, oh my goodness. We have something similar here. I mean, we have somebody that's capable of abducting, and I believe causing the murder of Nancy Guthrie. I personally don't believe she's alive. I'm holding out some small kernel of hope. But this was somebody that had to know, if I'm going to be abducting an 84-year-old woman with serious health issues, which I believe they would have known based on the surveillances they did, based on what I believe is likely a connection in some way to Nancy and Savannah Guthrie. When you look at all of that, I believe they would have known about her health considerations, and that the likelihood of her surviving something like an abduction and being held under those types of situations would be very small in terms of likelihood. So nevertheless, the big takeaways from this, number one, this is not new DNA. This is DNA that they had since February. Number two, it's DNA from the house, from the searches that either Pima County did or that the FBI did subsequent to Pima County search. Number three, this DNA has been at the laboratory in that Pima County has been contractually using forever in Florida. And they have now passed it on to the FBI. This is the big point, because they have specialized expertise, equipment, some way that they think that they are going to be able to make headway on this DNA. That's the biggest concern. If that's the concern, start all over. Put your lab techs on it. Make it a high priority due to the urgency of finding her alive, and get down to being able to use your specified, very high-tech capabilities to figure this out. Now, day 76, no, 75, it went yesterday. They're doing that. It's mind-boggling to me. If this Florida lab, not that, but if they, this specific, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm gonna go before I lose signal anyway. Celeste Rivas, David, arrested, huge news, breaking news. Number two, breaking news, that DNA is headed to Quantico or at Quantico, and five labs, it's the other part, five labs are currently working on DNA specimens that were from before. That tells me there's more than one DNA sample. I'm really excited about this case. I'm excited about maybe DNA and the FBI will be able to solve the case. All right, everyone, till next time, thank you for being here. I can't even see comments. I can't see anything in this setup. But until next time, may justice be served for Nancy Guthrie, for Celeste Rivas, and for all the missing. Thank you.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.